No, let's be real. You're going to move into that apartment and it's going to be like you guys are living together from day one.
You know what? I was like, we've been dating for a year. Obviously, I consider him my person. I don't think we're ever going to break up. I think it's going to be fine. Like, but I was just like, this is going to be my place. And then I'll invite you into it and then we'll make it our place.
What's the point of that?
Why? If he's already going to be there, there's no point in this. One of the best parts about moving into a place with someone that you love dearly is decorating the place together and making it yours as a team together.
It's because you want to fill up the place with all your shit and you don't want him putting anything on the wall.
Welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. I'm Abby and I'm joined by Jackson.
Woo!
I'm joined by Rebecca.
Hey.
I'm joined by Mikey.
How gonna be?
And Jackson has been engaged for 6 months now. And you said you had a stupid man question about weddings?
Oh my God, it's been 6 months.
Is that true?
Kind of crazy. Yeah, it's been since October 24th. So we're coming up on 6 months now. That's actually really wild. I thought I would be much further along in the wedding planning process now than I currently am. So that's thanks for that reality check, Abby. I appreciate that.
You're saying there's a wedding, and I hear we're invited to the wedding, and I hear the wedding's coming up somewhat promptly.
Well, not promptly as in like in the next couple months, promptly as in at the beginning of next year. We have a place locked down. Well, we haven't officially signed, but we're in the process of signing on the venue. So we have like a weekend plans. We've got everything. We've got the venue locked and loaded. We've got a photographer locked and loaded and nothing else. And it's been quite the process. I'm not going to lie. My fiance and I knew that this was going to be kind of a wild ride of planning things because neither one of us have like big Pinterest board-esque dreams of what we imagined a wedding to look like.
Rebecca does.
I came up with an idea. I don't know if I can say this. We can scratch it from the record, but can you have your beloved betrothed give out free mini flash tattoos at your wedding?
That would be super cool. And the idea has been floated. Obviously, we don't want her time to be. So for people listening, my fiance is training right now to be a tattoo artist. She's an extremely talented artist. She's got a bunch of tattoos and her whole dream in life is to be a successful tattoo artist. So she's training up right now underneath a very successful artist herself who has done a few of the pieces on her legs. And so hopefully by then she'll be up and ready to go to be tattooing people. We just don't want it to take away too much from her experience of her own wedding.
Yes. Something to never forget my friend's wedding.
tattoo.
Think about what you usually come away with from like showers and weddings. You get like coasters or I don't know. Like a koozie.
I love a koozie.
Went to the Kim wedding and I walked away with a tramp stamp. That's what I want.
That would be pretty legendary. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, so we're going through the whole process of this. And one of the biggest parts that my fiance just ticked off of her wedding to-do list is she finally found the dress.
Stop.
She said yes to the dress.
So exciting.
Which is super exciting. Yes, indeed. Very exciting. And so her parents had flown in for something else separate. And we were like, oh, let's just bake in the dress shopping while they're here. Totally made sense. My mom went with her, my sister went with her, and then her parents were there. Obviously, I'm not allowed to go. So I didn't think she was going to actually find a dress. I thought she was going to go to maybe a few places. This was just going to be like finding out what styles she maybe likes, you know, and then going from there. But to my surprise, she was like, nah, I found it. This is it, you know?
What color is it?
I hope it's white.
I'm assuming white.
I would hope it's white. That would be quite the surprise, which leads me to my next question is, I thought that me as the groom am not allowed to see her in the dress on the day. I thought I was allowed to see what the dress looks like beforehand.
No.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I didn't know that either.
It's like It's like opening your presents before Christmas. You just, one simply doesn't do that.
Well, I thought, again, that you aren't supposed to just see, right, Mikey? Like, you don't see them in it. And there's this big first look, and that's like a huge deal because it's your first time seeing them in the dress. I don't think,
wrong.
But why?
Because you can't. You're not supposed to see the dress at all because you can imagine what the dress would look like on her. The entire thing has to be a surprise.
What if he hates it? What if he hates it and it's all about him?
It ruins the mystique because no matter what, you're going to love her in the dress. But it, to me, I think seeing your bride for the first time walk down the aisle in her wedding dress that you haven't seen before is one of the few human traditions that we have hung on to.
No, I mean, you see it before then. You see it at the first look.
Some people do the first look.
What is the first look?
They'll do it before she walks down the aisle.
Is it like you have to hide in bushes with some binoculars and you're like, oh, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like that where, like, you face away from them and then the videographer or photographer gets your, live reaction.
Oh, and you're supposed to go, oh, my God.
And you're supposed to start crying and it's supposed to be this huge emotional moment.
Is that fake or do guys get blown away by the wedding dresses? I've never been blown away by a wedding dress because I've never seen someone I love in it. But I don't think I'd be like, oh, my God.
It's not about the dress. It's about the woman wearing it and how beautiful she looks and you're so in love with her.
I've seen
her.
She's hot.
It's not about how it looks.
She's hot.
I'm well aware that I'm marrying a very hot lady.
Yeah, but it's like I can't cry every time I see her, and wearing a bunch of white cloth isn't going to change that.
But it's different. It's about the moment. It's the day that symbolizes the rest of your life and the future you two are going to have together. It's not just a dress.
Oh my
it's
God,
the moment
you're so much
that it represents.
I didn't know you shaped up that good.
Jesus, and Mikey's going to cry first.
Oh, no, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry my entire wedding. I don't know if I can have a wedding. It's going to suck. It's going to absolutely suck.
Sorry, Trin. We can't do it. I'm going to be too much of an emotional wreck.
Is there a drug you can take to not cry, by the way?
There's like lithium.
Antidepressants? Should I get on some of those?
Should we
like a 1950s housewife drug?
Yeah, we're going to like put you on mood stabilizers for your wedding.
Yeah, like I've cried at
heroin. You probably don't have a lot of emotions on heroin.
Ooh, that might work. Like I cry at weddings that I go to that like I barely even know the people. I don't even care about these people, but it's just like, oh, this is special. All right, but
Jackson, did you see the dress then? Did she show you it?
I didn't, and it's killing me. It's not because I don't trust her judgment. It's just I want to know what it looks like. And so when she came back and she was all excited about it, I was like, what the fuck are we waiting for? Show it to me.
Whip it out.
And she's like, you're crazy. You're not allowed to see it. And I was like, are you sure? Like, I feel like this is something that I should see beforehand. And it wasn't like a fight or anything, but like it's now deep in my head about how badly I want to see what I can't see.
Let me ask this. Does it live at your apartment?
No. Apparently it takes like months to get this thing.
Yeah.
Well, where's it going to be before the wedding? You might be able to sneak a little peek.
No, that's bad luck though, right? Isn't that the whole thing? It's like you're not supposed to see them?
Yeah, you're not supposed to see it.
If it rains and you snuck a peek, they cancel out. Neutralization. Mm-hmm. And then it's a fine wedding. It all goes okay.
But like my brother's fiance got her dress in September in Charleston. She just saw it for the first time and she picks it up in May. The wedding's in July for context. Like these suckers take a minute. And then once you get them, you stow them away in like your parents' basement.
How are you supposed to be so sure that like it's going to be done in time? What happens if there's a mishap at the tailor?
Then you sue. You sue.
You sue them for emotional damages.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't solve the problem of not having a dress. You know what? That's besides the point because we're not even going to put that energy out there. I don't even want to flirt with the thought of that even remotely coming true or happening. But it's kind of crazy that like when you go like you try on these dresses, but you don't get that exact dress. They like make a full replica of that dress that mm-hmm. fits you specifically. They don't like customize that one. They make a new one. I don't know. This whole thing's very new to me.
It's your dress. And you know what's crazy? This is what we just found out from my brother's fiance. So same thing. She went to the bridal shop. She got a custom made dress and it's supposed to be all to her measurements. She still had to get it hemmed. I'm like, I feel like this is something we could have figured out in the pregame. Like, could we not have measured it out with heels or whatever? She had to pay like $1,500 in alterations.
How much is a dress itself?
More than that.
I didn't ask that question.
But how much generally? Rebecca, tell me. They're both cagey about money.
It kind of depends on your budget. Like, a lot of people can get a dress for like $2,500. And I know people who have like built their dress from scratch, which I know cost a ton of money. So people go thrifting and get dresses.
I like that. It just depends. I love that.
Yeah. Tailoring is also very expensive.
That was going to be my only question, but now that we're here discussing financial stuff, I have another question to run by you guys. So we're about to sign the contract for our photographer, right? Mm-hmm. And that only includes photos, okay? There's an added upgrade for an undisclosed large sum of money for the full video production. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That is an added cost,
which is an added cost. It would surprise me at how much more it is for that. I get it. It takes
how much?
a few thousand dollars.
I just like how squirrely you get when I say how much always.
And so I was originally like, oh yeah, no brainer. Like, of course we would love to have like our video, but then we were talking about it a little bit and it's like, when are we ever going to really watch that back? I know some people do this tradition of like rewatching their wedding video on their anniversary every year, which I think is cute. And I want the video, but do you guys think it's that important?
I think it is so important. And here's why. I think the photos and the video especially is so important because it is the only thing from your wedding day that lasts past that day. Like, sure, you can have the dress and you can keep it in the closet or whatever, but that is the only little nugget of your day that you get to carry with you for the rest of your life. Like, anytime you want to relive that $75,000 day or however much it's going to cost, you get to sit down and watch and relive all the emotions you had from that day by rewatching that video.
What about pictures?
Pictures too, but I think video is different because you get to kind of relive it, whereas photos are just to flex on the people on Instagram.
Okay.
I think it depends on who's officiating your wedding. If they're charismatic, then go for the video.
And
if
you think they're,
are they good at speaking, or will they ruin everything and you're not going to want to have paid for what you will see again?
The thing is, the video isn't just about the ceremony. Our ceremony, we're trying to keep under 15 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Tops. I'm telling you, like, that is the max that we would want to go for that.
They're like, let's get to the bar ASAP.
Yeah. A video in my head looks like a hype video, like a montage, insane, like vlog style video of the whatever crazy chaos that
also any wedding I've ever been to, I would hate to know that I'm on video somewhere. I've always embarrassed myself.
Have been on video.
That's painful.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had a friend, one of my best friends, literally, I believe, spent probably about $250,000 on his wedding. Like, his wedding. I'm not even joking.
Who's your friend?
I was not told this. This is, like, just honestly me adding up things in my mind as I was sitting there. I cannot even imagine, because weddings cost so much money, and their wedding was nut. So they didn't have just a photographer. They had a video team, including someone with a Super 8 camera. And if
like the old school, like, film reel,
like Steven Spielberg, old school as hell. Someone's like winding it so that they can like help. Basically, while I don't think I would spend as much as they did, the videos and the photos that came out were absolutely gorgeous and did very well on Instagram.
You got to flex on your high school bullies.
I mean, I don't really post on my Instagram all that much, so I'm not getting married for the clout.
That is like, that's such a boy thing. Like a man who has an Instagram account for no reason, and their one post is them getting married, and then you never see them again online ever again.
And they don't even post it. They just collab with their new wife.
She 100%.
He posted like 8 different times and he collabed once.
I just want it to be a good time. And I want to have good, fun things to remember it by, which I think includes the video.
I don't think you're understanding how big of a PR moment this is for us personally, for Personality Hires, and how we need to use this to get our listens up.
Did you not hear in the pre-recording meeting that our best episode is about your engagement? Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine you guys walk into the wedding venue and every detail is just Personality Hires themed.
We're actually actually sponsoring your wedding so you can get your $7,000 videographer.
No. But anyway, yes, I think the video is important. I thank you for reaffirming to me that the video is important. And so we will be signing up for the video.
Yay. Aww, well, I look forward to looking a fool in your wedding video.
Me too.
Okay, so Mikey, in typical Personality Hires fashion, you have our fact of the week.
Yes. And actually this week, it's going to be a really beneficial one for you guys. Mm. I have found the way to not only increase happiness, but increase breast and penis size at the same time.
What? Tell more.
A half gallon of milk?
Close. It's very close.
It worked for you.
Rebecca, any guesses?
I think that he found weights and have been tying them to his body.
Ooh, stretching. Mm,
yes.
Is
somebody going to guess it right?
I think it is Venmoing me $150.
Unfortunately, it is not. Because it is going to YouTube and listening to the Personality Hires podcast and seeing the full video, seeing everyone's beautiful mug.
That's going to make my bigger?
Much. Significant.
I'm pretty sure that's a different platform, but we'll settle for YouTube.
But what about my Mikey?
I think that was good.
Do you want a giant
Okay, Rebecca, you are about to move out of your parents' house with your boyfriend, and you have no idea where you want to move to.
No, girl, no. I'm moving out. So if you watch Personality Hires on YouTube at Personality Hires Podcast on YouTube, you can see full episodes, and you will also see that my background changes basically every episode because I have been dog sitting and living this nomadic lifestyle like I'm Alex from Love is Blind and just going across the country. And I do not have a place to call my home. This
more
is
like
what
Love
the
on
nomadic-
the Spectrum.
Shut the fuck up.
Can I be honest? I'm in the middle of binging Love on the Spectrum that when you said that, that's immediately what I thought of. Okay, I don't remember, Adam. So, and what neighborhoods are you looking into in the Atlanta area? You're currently located in Dunwoody.
I've been in Sandy Springs for like quite a while now. Like honestly, like 2 years I've been spending at my family's, which has been fine. But the entire time, it's not my place. It's my parents' place. And I've never tried to make it like mine, you know? Like
is this
room,
your childhood home?
No, it's not my childhood home. It's a different house. But I've never like made my room mine. Like it's a place where I have my stuff, but like I've never decorated. Like it's not like I've never like been like, okay, this is like really where I'm living. This is just like a place I'm staying in the interim. And you all know, like I moved in there because I had health issues and I needed help. Like it wasn't like that was why I was back. But now I currently have a great remote job, which would lead me to work anywhere. And I want to see where you guys think I belong in Atlanta, because I've lived in the perimeter before. I've lived in like the Lindbergh area and like kind of like Brookwood, like between Brookhaven and Buckhead. That's kind of it. Like I've kind of just bopped around Lindbergh and I want to live somewhere else. I don't know where to go because honestly, even though I am a born and raised Atlanta native, I have no idea where things are, and I still use GPS to go every single place I've ever been.
Look, you want to be kind of in the hustle and bustle of things, but you don't want to be like in that fully, I don't think, like where it's so crazy. So I don't think Midtown is necessarily the spot for you, but I think you should move to East Atlanta, Cabbage Town, Reynolds Town. Those areas by the belt, that East Side Beltline are popping right now. Everything you could ever need is right there. The downside is it's a little further away from the highway, so getting outside of that is a bit tough, but when you're there, everything you need is there. Mm-hmm. And it's super walkable, it's friendly, all these new restaurants and bars are opening up there. It's a great place.
Rebecca looks like she was born in Cabbage Town. Cabbage Patch Kid looking at. Let me say this though. Questionnaire, I think. Jackson doesn't mm-hmm. know what you want.
He's mm-hmm. talking out of the side of his mouth right now.
No, I what do you not. Want?
Because you, you're sober, so you don't really need to be in a party-centric place.
No.
Do you want hustle and bustle? Is that what you're looking for in these times?
My dream is I want to live somewhere where I can walk to like a cute coffee shop and have like a regular place.
Yeah, there you go. You will. You want all the things that lesbians want, which is down in Reynolds Town.
I would like to throw my hat into the ring, although I do think that is a really great suggestion, because at first mm-hmm. thought I was like, Midtown. And then I was like, no, I feel like Rebecca's too eclectic for Midtown. Like, I feel like it might be too like city girl up right now. Whereas this is where all the people I know that get all wifed up and like to walk around move to, other than mm-hmm. Roswell. But those are the people that want kids. If you don't want kids and you have a long-term partner that you're moving in with, you move.
I know what you're going to
say. Where it is greater, Decatur.
This is so funny because you guys are literally split between what I want and what Kyle wants.
Stop. Okay, so does Kyle want Decatur?
Yes.
Because Kyle's an Alpharetta boy, and Decatur's kind of like a more eclectic Alpharetta.
And yes. It's closer to the city, so you kind of get the best of both.
Yeah. He loves Decatur. And I mean, listen, I'm down for Decatur. Decatur's like a great place. Like, I feel like there's like options there that would give me what I want. Here's my real dream. My real dream is Old Fourth Ward. I want to live in Old Fourth Ward, right? Kind of like right off like where the Beltline is. That's where I want to live. No, I want to live in Cabbage Town, I think. Honestly, you're kind of right, Jackson. That's like exactly where I want to be, because I feel like it's walkable. It's cute. Everyone's a hipster and like adorable. That's exactly what I want. I would fit in perfectly. It's like in my budget too now. And that's where I want to be. But we have to do a pros and cons between Decatur and like the Cabbage Town area. So
what are the pros? What are the cons?
Pros: I want to live in Cabbage Town. Cons:
I think so. I honestly don't think you can go wrong either way. Although I do think living on the Beltline would be sick, just because it's close to like all the mainstream stuff. But mm-hmm. all the people I know that get wifed up and they just do date nights with their partner over and over and over again, they love the walkability of Decatur. It's low key. It's kind of edgy. There's stuff to do. There's always like festivals and whatnot going on. I feel like you like mm-hmm. a festival, like a trinket festival or
the old trinket festival of Cabbage Town.
I know.
Yeah. Wait, I have an idea for you.
Tell me.
You got a little bit of pocket change right now. Yes.
Uh-huh.
What about getting an Airbnb in both towns and trying it out? Try it on for size.
Okay. That's an interesting idea. That's something I think I hate it.
You hate it.
I would do that if I was buying a place, but currently I am not. I am only going to be renting. So it just doesn't really feel like it makes sense, honestly.
That is the beauty of a 12-month lease. If you guys decide on Decatur and you're there for a year and you both kind of hate it or wish that you had moved elsewhere, then the good news is you can do that. You can pack up your stuff and leave.
I object. Moving, A, is a pain in the ass, and B, moving is so freaking expensive as somebody who just did it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the way they will racket you to get I got charged a long distance walking fee because there was too long of a walk between my apartment door and the outside.
Well, you guys are hiring movers.
Nobody knows moving better than I do. I have moved 8 times in 9 years. Okay.
Oh my God.
that's a lot of moving.
Dude, so, why are you guys hiring movers? I can never understand this.
Oh, once you do it the first time, it will change your life.
I'll do it. I'll move myself every single time.
I promise you, I was the same way. I'm telling you, it wasn't until my last 2 moves that I hired movers, and it completely changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost it. You've changed, man.
Honestly, college hunks. I'm always down for a college hunk. They're always good, and they're pretty cheap. I'm in like a really good situation because I'm just moving from home. Like, all I have to do is get stuff from my storage and from my like parents' house. So there's no time limit. I don't have to like worry about it. I can just kind of like trickle into my new place as needed, which I mean, moving before was such a bitch because you only had like a weekend or something to like move in before your lease and all of that stuff. But I am in a privileged place now. But next week, I'm going to finally look for a place and probably book something as soon as I like it. And I will be moving, well, eventually moving in with Kyle, my boyfriend, and I wanted to get some advice.
He's not moving in initially with you?
No, because I wanted to have my own space for, like, honestly, what I was going to give my, I was going to give myself like 3 months.
Oh, no.
Why?
This is setting him, this is setting him up for failure.
That's
you're
going to
take over. You're taking over everything, and he's going to come in and have to just be under your palm.
Yeah, no. He gets to just squeeze himself in wherever he fits, which is going to have one hanger and one drawer.
No, this is a good independent move. I'm going to have my place, and then we will come together within in the gear within the year and make it our place. It makes sense.
How does he feel about this? How have you explained this to him in a way that he is okay with?
Give
this
me the Shark Tank pitch on how this went.
This is to be like top tier manipulation right here.
So. You're basically just hooking up with a situationship for 3 months.
That's not true. No, I thought you guys were gonna like support my girl bossness in this.
Let's be real. No, let's be real. You're going to move into that apartment and it's going to be like you guys are living together from day one.
You know what? I was like, we've been dating for a year. Obviously, I consider him my person. I don't think we're ever going to break up. I think it's going to be fine. Like, but I was just like, this is going to be my place. And then I'll like, you know, invite you into it and then we'll make it our place.
What's the point of that?
Why? If he's already going to be there, there's no point in this. One of the best parts about moving into a place with someone that you love dearly is decorating the place together and making it yours as a team together.
It's because you want to fill up the place with all your shit and you don't want him putting anything on the wall.
She's like, I want to be able to put my Sonny's Angels on the walls and not have to ask anybody.
Exactly. It is fun to do that together as a team, and you watch how your place grows together with the both of you having your parts on how you imprinted yourselves onto it.
Well, she'd like to grow without him.
Oh my God, no.
Send me his telephone number. Honestly, drag him over here. We have to give this guy a talking to. Or send me his number. Someone needs to talk some sense into this guy.
This was a good independent woman decision that you guys are shitting all over us.
You can't just say a bunch of words. No, this is just unfair.
You can say independent woman all day long. I've also seen Kyle walk back and forth this entire
At a random person's house.
I think he turned off the oven, so that leads me to believe that he's cooking dinner tonight.
Oh, he's cooking. He's cooking.
So how independent are you really?
Not really independent.
Up next on the docket is a direct quote from Mikey. I am serious about my health because I'm fat. I have a serious gripe. Mikey?
Me too.
I don't know if that was read exactly right, or maybe I wrote it wrong. But yeah, moral of the story is, within these recent weeks and months, I've started transforming into a big fat guy, and that I'm not so excited about. It's a first time in my life of experiencing being a big fat guy, and not great. I've always been striving to be a less skinny guy.
Is the big fat guy in the room with us?
Yeah, he's got a gut the size of Timbuktu. Timbuktu. No, it's growing quickly. And I'm like, oh my God, I've never thought about my health whatsoever. A lot of these people, they're like, all right, this year is going to be the year. I'm going to get it all right. I'm going to get the workout done. I'm going to stop smoking cigarettes. I never jump onto that because I know I'm just going to quit. Unfortunately, things have reached a head over in these parts.
Oh no.
And now I have to fix it. I think it might have all come to a head at Easter. And here's why. My brother, literally tomorrow morning, is embarking on a 6 to 9 month journey through the woods to do the Appalachian Trail. I think it's a couple thousand miles.
Is he doing the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Holy shit.
All the way from Georgia to Maine. And that is like one of the most incredible feats a person can do. You should see him. He looks like a homeless guy. He's got like the biggest backpack of all time. Yeah, it's just so much work and planning and fitness and everything that goes into this. And we're at Easter and everyone's like, oh my gosh, how are you going to do this? And then they're looking at me like, who's the fat guy?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe that might have been the tipping off point of, and no, nobody actually said anything, but it's like,
but they bought it.
I'm starting to feel kind of bad about myself here. My brother's about to do like the most incredible feat a man can do. I'm drinking like 6 beers and eating 2 bags of popcorn and like growing a gut exponentially fast.
Maybe you should like join him and just keep the same diet and prove that you can do it too.
Maybe so. No, he has like it's this little like canister and it connects to a tiny little stove and it's these dried foods basically that you have to pour in there and like cook it. It seems terrible. This all seems awful. Like you bring one pair of clothes, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
you just wash them whenever you get to a town because everything's about like the weight that you're carrying with you. It sounds like the worst kind of hell. So instead of that, I'm facing my Appalachian Trail and going to the gym. So here's my deal is working out. Absolutely. Going to hit it hard. Eating. I don't want to change it very much. I've changed it just a little. I started eating peanuts instead of goldfish.
Oh, wow.
That's worse.
Well, yeah, I ate the whole thing of peanuts in like 2 nights.
Peanuts are one of the most caloric dense foods you can possibly eat.
My God. Uh-oh.
Well, that's not good.
It's like
good.
Fucking Mean Mike Girls like, where you think you're eating a diet bar.
A snack that was basically just cheese, air, and gluten for unadulterated fat and salt.
Mikey, I thought this was good fats.
Mikey, from one fat guy to another. You are entering the stage in your life where you cannot rely on your metabolism anymore. I was the exact same way where no matter what you did, no matter what you ate, whatever you wanted, you drank whenever you wanted, you didn't give a fuck about anything and you never lost a single pound. You stayed within the same range forever. Until one day you wake up and you realize, wow, I can't do that anymore. So you're at that point in stage. So absolutely. I'm happy that you're making some changes now. I'd be happy to go to the gym with you.
I'd love that.
Because I am going through my own thing personally right now because obviously I have a wedding next year and it's big.
Nothing worse than a big fat guy at a wedding.
Nothing worse than a fat guy. Fat Korean wedding.
And Jackson's wedding. So one of y'all have to change.
Yeah.
I have several gripes here that I'd like to get off my chest, off my stomach, if you know what I'm saying.
Dude, it's so annoying because you don't look any different.
Mikey, we need to have a conversation about body dysmorphia.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see just the difference is I can grab a big old double handful of my stomach now, which was impossible before. Before you could just barely pinch the thing. And now it's like I'm just sitting there in bed, just like holding all this nonsense up. And I'm like, ugh. Whenever I walk around without a shirt on, like there's no way that I can look where I don't see a piece of my stomach, if that makes sense. Unless I look like straight up. I'm looking straight forward. The bottom half is my stomach.
Can your vision is cropped by your stomach.
Yeah. As a former fully obese person, I have a guaranteed way you can lose weight if you need it, but I don't recommend it.
Right. We all know where this was going.
No, but eat less. It's never about working out. It's only calories in, calories out. That's the only way you gain or lose weight. That's all you can do. But
here's go ahead and then I will rebut.
I'm going to say it is kind of different for men. Men, for some reason, can just like get on a treadmill like 3 times a week and you will lose that gut. No, you can still pound back the Trivia Miller Lights and you'll lose that gut if you work out on like a treadmill for 3 days. Know.
And all the fat's been going straight to my penis.
Shut the fuck up. It's horrifying.
Jesus.
I saw an interview where Ed Sheeran, because he lost all that weight, he got like super skinny. He was like, yeah, I just switched from beer to vodka and the weight just
I know. I've thought about that too, but it's like, I don't want to be that guy either. I want to be the guy I am, but without the gut.
Honestly, in this age of celebrities showing up skinnier and skinnier, it's so good to see Mikey from The Burr Show putting on some weight.
Finally, a real body on the internet.
So I have, here's the problem. I moved in with my girlfriend, what, like a year and a half ago? Ever since then, she cooks these wonderful meals, but I, you guys know I have a lot of money brain issues. And by that, I mean, I'm very cheap. Yes. So I have all these strategies of how to save money. And one of them is you eat as much as you possibly can so you don't throw any food away. And so, like, I will eat until it absolutely kills.
Dude, you're not in survival mode on the brink of starvation and have to pack on like a fucking bear before hibernation. Like, take a beat.
Do you not have Tupperware? Like, I feel like we don't need a Hoka's endorsement. We need a glass Tupperware. To be like, Mikey, have you heard of leftovers? Yeah.
I don't know. It's all very complicated up in the brain. I probably do need therapy on some pieces of this, but there's a lot of money saving things that I do that end up being extremely unhealthy. But as long as it's healthy for the bank account, it's healthy for me. But no, we're switching all that around. We're going to change the thought process. See, the last thing I want is to start listening to these dumbasses on Instagram talking like that. If that happens, you guys do something. I don't know what to do, but stop.
Oh my God. If Mikey comes out with like an Instagram fitness, like Mikey underscore fit.
That would be so funny. Mikey
underscore fit. He like, starts going those bodybuilding competitions where he's like overly spray tan to the point where it's almost a hate crime.
Yeah. I'm doing chocolate body.
Day one of me qualifying for the Arnold Classic 2027.
So I don't know. I'm finding a little medium thing. I'm not going overboard, but also I don't want to change the drinking. I'm having fun. Like 2 days a week, whatever. I'm fun with my friends. I'm a young man. So as long as I can just neutralize this nonsense going on, I should be safe.
Agreed. The working out is good. Watch what you eat during the week and then have fun on weekends.
Jackson, get a bike. Let's go bike. I did like 17 miles yesterday.
Mikey does Iron Man.
Biking is, I mean, I would. I don't have a bike, though.
Get one, you little bitch.
Okay. I'll get one.
Okay, well, I feel like we should wrap this up so Mikey has time to go to the gym before the sun.
Already went. Oh, let's go again. Should I not eat tonight?
No.
We'll save you money. And you'll be skinny.
Thanks for listening to another episode of your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. If you want to send us any of your office drama or real life drama, please DM us at personalityhirespodcast on Instagram, or you can email us at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to watch our beautiful faces and see how big Mikey's gut is getting, head to YouTube
or my
and
arm.
Search personality hires.
Also, something I forgot to mention, maybe I'll squeeze this in there. I replaced soda with milk. Is that good?
That's not.
That's not
what kind of milk?
Good fat.
Whole milk?
Whole milk.
Dude.
It's crazy.
That's so crazy.
Drink He's like, Diet I'm getting Coke, I'm man. Getting so fat.
I don't know why. I've just been drinking olive oil and whole milk.
I did drink a quarter gallon of milk on the podcast last week.
Oh my God.
Pioneer.